It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday Flashback, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, we're going to eventually wind our way back to the year
1957.
And the song Upon the Arrival yesterday. Here for the 79th time, they say, the 79th annual Community Christmas Tree here in Fort Worth, Texas at Sundance Square. It rolled in yesterday. I think it was a day late. I mean, tariffs. But it's 86 feet tall, allegedly. Norway spruce, and it's certainly fuller this year, this version, than last year's. They had to use some pretty big ornaments. I mean, it's a big tree. It's nearly 90 feet. By the way, that is far taller than Rockefeller Center down there in New York City. So they're eventually going to get the ornaments made. I think they're doing some ornament making this weekend. Sundance Square. So bring your glue guns and your festive cheer. And let's do a song a little bit about some tall, tall trees.
I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters to get there, and the seas. Huh? I'm a fool for you.
There's the AJ version, Tall, Tall Trees. But it goes way back to the 50s. It is a song that's most new was written by Roger Miller. And that is very true. But he had a co-writer on it, George Jones. And a little bit further down the road, George even forgot that it was one of his songs. Before we get there, let's go back to the 57 writing, the 57 recording in 1958 album release of George Jones. And this song, Long Live King George, by the way, was the title of the album. Possum was ahead of the curve on that. And he did the first ever version, which is the one we're going to play this morning, 1958's. It was a B-side, by the way, on the record to Hearts in My Dream, which was the single they were pushing. And it didn't, Tall Tall Trees, really do anything of note on the charts or otherwise. It was largely forgotten by history and by George Jones, too. Now, Roger Miller, he dusted it off. He had never recorded it, left that to the possum, but in 1970...
Who are you? Well, I'm a fool.
Kind of... gave it a
wild but approve it's true.
Well, if Cajun feel want, almost to it. And it wasn't necessarily the most significant thing of Roger Miller's career, but after it lay dormant for a while, Alan Jackson picked it up. And he picked it up thinking it was simply a Roger Miller song. And then when it came time to record it, and, you know, lawyers, you know, figure out who gets credit and the money and stuff like this, they found out George Jones was a co-writer. Alan Jackson, CMA Awards that year, told him about it. Said, hey, Tall Tall Trees, I didn't know you did that song. And George looked at him and said, yeah, I didn't either. It's a flashback.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I buy the longest one.